Schoolgirls, or the African-American Mean Girls play, will be on stage at the Rep in Little Rock March 2nd through the 20th. The play takes place at an all-girls boarding school in Ghana in the 1980s. Reigning Queen Bee Paulina has her sights set on the 1986 Miss Universe pageant, but the arrival of a biracial transfer student from America changes the game. To learn more about this fearless comedy, I'm joined now by four members of the cast. We have TK Crystal Kamath from Chicago by way of Los Angeles, who plays Miss Ghana 1966, Philadelphia native Kayla Coleman, who plays Nana, Owazi Jafaru, a Nigerian-American from Minneapolis, who plays Gifty, and Aisha Keita, an actress of Jamaican and Malian descent, who lives in Seattle and plays Paulina's best friend, Ama. Thank you all for being here.
Judging by the name, we are focused on Mean Girls in school, so I'm going to start with this question. Did any of you have any real-life experiences with Mean Girls in high school?
Not in high school, but honestly, it was elementary school.
Really?
I was young. Like, there was the Mean Girl clique. And this is so important to me because I really remember being a part of that clique. I remember, like, being one of the Mean Girls. And I remember one of them one time was like, well, we're going to tell one of them to not be a part of the group because she's bigger. And I remember saying, I don't want to be part of this group anymore, because that hurt me. I felt like I was so mean. So I remember that moment, and there's kind of that in the play as well. So it's very interesting that I have experienced that Mean Girl clique.
So what has it been like for you in rehearsals, having something that happened in your real life sort of play out on the stage?
It's familiar. I mean, the Mean Girls is familiar. I remember what it's like to be in the clique, see the cliques, hear the Mean Girls. It's just familiar energy. And when we're with each other, we honestly just go into it. Mm-hmm. There's no tug and pull, like, how do I do this? It's like, oh, this is familiar. I've seen this before, or I've been in it before.
Mm. And to me, the interesting thing is, it's not just, well, you know, like Aisha said, for her, grammar school or elementary school, sometimes it's high school, sometimes it's college, sometimes it's after college. Grown people have mean girl, mean guy cliques, and they decide that who's in and who's out. It sadly, you think, oh, I'm out of high school, that's over now, but it's not. So I think that the lessons, you know, I've said a lot that this play has a lot of life, universal life lessons in it. It seems to be just about high school girls, but it's about humans who have to interact with each other and decide who they are and, you know, where they belong and what they want and what they're willing to do to get it.
I agree with Taki on that. I feel like it's really not about just like mean girls. I feel like it's about groupthink and like just being in like any environment that could be like school, work, whatever, even a play, like of just like having like a group for everyone else. And I've definitely been a part of that in all forms of school, of just like, oh, because the majority is saying this, we shouldn't like this person, or that person smells weird, so let's not talk to them. It's just like everyone kind of goes along. And I experienced that a lot within the show. Everyone wants to just be Paulina's friend so bad, be in her exclusive clique, that they're willing to do or say anything, even if it's to their friend. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, somebody that they actually care about.
I completely agree with everything you two just said. And that reminds me of the idea of fight or flight or sink or swim. It's mm-hmm. like, what are you willing to do? Who are you willing to put down in order to stay in proximity to power? And like, that's something that I think is a really central theme, is what are you willing to risk in order to stay close to power or be in power? And what's the cost of that? And I just think that the setting of it taking place in an all-girls high school really just zeroes in on that further. That dynamic can exist anywhere, but particularly in this moment of adolescence, which I've seen play out in my life as well. Like, you see people in real time deciding, am I going to do what my conscience tells me, or what is the safe choice right here? Mm-hmm. And it's all out of survival, right? It's because of survival, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like, what are you risk to belong, mm-hmm. to feel loved? We're willing to risk everything for that, even if that means our own morals.
Mm-hmm. And even sometimes you say, well, I would never do that. But in that moment, and I think it's particularly clever that it's set in the high school because we have less control of our, I don't care what people say, mode. We in that moment where we are tasked to do what we wouldn't do, you know, at what point are we advanced enough to say, no, I really wouldn't do that? Or, okay, if everybody's doing it, I'll do it. You know, it's harder when you're young and you know, it's the majority, like I think Kyla said that, or I don't know if one of them said it's group think, that the it takes a stronger and stronger person to be able to withstand that. And that high school is where peer pressure becomes itself. You know, it's like we can really do you in high school the way we couldn't, you know, babies can't hang with the way high school people can do you in. So it's a delightful petri dish to show what that really is down to the nitty gritty of it.
In American cinema, I think we're really familiar with the structure of the girls in high school and the clique and the group think. So how do those themes and that story change by placing it in Ghana?
I think part of it is the universality of the message that it is in Ghana. I think that, you know, now I'll let the closer generation Africans, you know, speak. But everywhere that I've traveled in Africa, and it's, you know, I've been to maybe seven countries in Africa, and I see again and again that the sense of a family, a higher moral standing than we have here in America, a greater sense of you will do what your parents expect, you will do what your elders tell you to do. And so I think for me, that's the difference in maybe not just America, Black America, but America in general, because Black America is different from, you know, white America. You see all of the time, you'll see a white child acting out at the mall, and you see Black people saying, you know, ain't no way Johnny gonna pull that with me. And then that's, to me, it's one step further when you take it to Africa. There's an even higher sense of responsibility, making this situation more heightened. And then the other theme of the standard of beauty, that's a whole nother thing.
I completely agree with that. And also, it's not just the setting of Ghana in West Africa, it's also the middle of the 80s. Like,
yes.
We have to remember, yes, these are young, predominantly dark-skinned young girls in the 80s,
yes,
where you see the cross-cultural intersections of American culture coming in and American culture imposing on them. And that also ties into imperialism, but that's a different conversation. but actually it really gives you a stronger lens as to how Western beauty standards and Western standards in general infiltrate and affect everyone. And I also think setting it in Ghana in the 1980s also gives people in the West, and particularly in America, a deeper understanding of how pervasive colorism, texturism, featurism, fat phobia, all those really icky things that are present in our culture. Sometimes if it's too close, we can't really acknowledge it, but when you put it somewhere else, it's like a mirror, right? And so I think putting it in the 80s in Ghana, in this all-girls school, helps make that mirror really apparent to audiences here.
Is it easier being in an all-female cast and an all-Black female cast to explore some of these issues on stage because, you know, you're not the only one that relates to what you're talking about and what you're acting out?
Yes, I feel like it is 100% easier. And I feel like it's very comfortable and familiar. Like, who else to play mean girls in Ghana other than Black girls and, you know, so like Black African people. So that, I think that just makes sense. I think it's a relief to be in an all Black space. I think it's very helpful and also very nurturing too. I think it's just really relatable as well. I think, yeah, I think to answer the question, just yes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just through life, in a play, in real life, I found that as a Black person, especially when it focuses on us, something happens in the news, your white friends, your white passersby, ask straight out or ask without asking, what does that mean? What are the Black people thinking? What is that? And so this cast cuts out all of that. We don't have to explain ourselves to anybody. We get everything in the play. We've experienced on one side or the other, everything that's going on in the play. And that makes for a delightful shorthand where no one has to stop and say, you know, well, you're saying that line because that's, you know what, say.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay. There's none of that. We get it. We all get it.
It sounds like there's a lot of food for thought in this play. What do you hope audience will leave the theater thinking about or discussing?
I hope one thing, I mean, there's so many things. There's so many things, but one thing that I really love, and I've done this production before, and my favorite part when I did this production is when we saw other Africans in the audience, and they just got to see the culture, and then they were saying, hey, and like the back and forth, and then after they'd be like, just like the groove of it, just like, you know, for the culture, like really like this, that for the culture, and that exchange is so beautiful. And it was the first time I got to really witness that. So I hope that those people come to our show and we get to have that exchange again.
Yes.
I agree with Aishay. I just hope that we can bring more Black people to theater, period. Because I feel like some people have never even heard of this play before, or some people have never even heard the rep before, and they've lived here all their lives. So I'm just like, it's literally downtown, like, oh. And so I think this is a good opportunity to bring more Black people to the theater, African people to the theater, and just get a chance to feel at home too. Like, oh, I can see my people on stage and I can enjoy and have a good time as well. So I'm excited for that, but I'm also excited for the white people that are in the audience to take away some knowledge and to take away the fact that, colorism exists. And it's still here and prevalent, even though this takes place in the 80s, it's still a big problem within the Black community. And it's not Black people's fault either, you know? So I think that's another takeaway, not just for our Black audience, but for our white audience as well.
Yeah. And for me, you know, we people that are in the global majority, but live in set aside life in this country especially, are very, very accustomed to accepting the universality of others. Mm-hmm. And this gives others a chance to see that our existence is also universal. And that's what I enjoy for the non-Black audience. And, you know, there's nothing that they both said, Aishay and Awasi said, you know, there's nothing like seeing the Black people in the audience feel like, this was for me. Wow, so few things are for me. So few things are for me. And especially, you know, I'm hoping every Black little girl in Little Rock and the surrounding areas can come see this show, because, you know, she's going to experience something that happens in the show. And I'm hoping this will give her a something to arm herself with, because we need to be having these conversations that are addressed in the show. And you're right, a whole lot of really heavy topics made palatable with humor.
Well, it was wonderful to meet you all and have this conversation. I appreciate it. And I wish you a very successful run. So break a leg.
Thank you so much. Be blessed. Peace.